so as it's the end of the year, we thought it'd be timely to pause, take stock and reflect on the VR Hive's incredible journey so far. So it's been an exciting journey over the last 12 months that I've been lucky to be part of. And joining me in this kind of reflect end of year reflection is our amazing CEO, Anne Widder. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Laura. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to touch base and just kind of take stock after what's been an incredibly exciting and busy year for the VR Hive. What are some of the highlights then for you from your perspective as CEO?
I think it's just the fact that we've developed two amazing products already. We've only really been going since April, so we've achieved an enormous amount in a very short space of time. You know, and it's just been inspirational to see how dedicated and hardworking the team have been to develop the products and get them out there and start testing them with learners. So, you know, the thing that inspires me the most is the team how hardworking they are, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like when I first joined the gang, there was only kind of a handful of us floating around, and now we've got a really strong development team of
six people, and we've got three others, so we're nearly 10 people, and well, 10 people on the team,
which is incredible from just a handful of us floating around. So it's been incredibly exciting, and of course everyone's got their different skills, unique abilities as well, and I've certainly learned a lot being involved in the VR Hive and sort of the technical side of it. I'm not a coder by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's been really great to meet those different people and sort of share some of their kind of expertise in it. So I've really enjoyed that. I remember when we first started, we started out with the name The Learning Loop.
Yeah,
and then we've got to the VR Hive. If you just want to talk a bit more about how we managed to get to the VR Hive.
It's always difficult to come up with a name for a new venture, and you know, we spent a lot of time brainstorming around a name, and should we have the words VR in it, XR, AR, how do you actually encapsulate that? You know, it's really challenging, but I think the Hive part of it, I think we were all keen on, because we, you know, it's just this idea of having a sort of central hub where you can move in different directions, go off and explore lots of different learning courses. So also having some sort of environmental theme to what we're doing as well, because we're all very keen on looking at how we promote the issues and also the actions that we need to take around the environment. So having a kind of the Hive and bees, and you know, it all kind of came together as the VR Hive. And I think the idea of a hive is a good analogy for a large and diverse learning suite of activities, if you like.
So. Yeah, definitely. I'd probably say as well with the bees, and sort of our platform is looking at collaborative learning and that social aspect of learning, it brings that dimension into it as well. I mean, I really love the name. I think it's brilliant, and I love the branding that's been developed over time as well. It's phenomenal. Shout out to Amy in New Zealand, has really helped us with that, and all sort of the amazing graphics and what's gone into it. And I know the feedback that we've had on our kind of recent development, which is in a beta release on Itch and SideQuest. So the graphics behind it and the aesthetics, everyone's completely loved it. And I just think it's such a crisp, clean and attractive kind of product as well. It really chimes in and works well with our kind of with our branding. What are some of the highlights, do you think, other highlights for you from the VR Hive?
I think there's a couple of major ones, and one's the collaboration with the University of the West of Scotland, which has been amazing. We initially had an innovation voucher to look at developing the Hive platform, and we've subsequently successfully received funding for a 30-month project to work with the University of West of Scotland. So I'm really excited about working with their immersive lab to develop the overall Hive platform where we'll host all the training courses. So that's been outstanding in terms of leading into the next year and a success. And we've also had success with another Innovate UK application to pilot our 360, or we're calling it Hive 360, our mobile app. So, and that's working with health and social care. So we're getting a really amazing interest from lots of different places on that training and the proposals we're putting forward to really move training from a kind of passive to active learning environment. So I think we've learned a lot ourselves this year in terms of the products we're developing it and how we're going about it. So a couple of funding applications come through as well that will really help us next year.
Yeah, I think I've really enjoyed as well working with University of West of Scotland, with Dr. Marco Gladi and Dr. Thomas Haney as well. Just on the current project that we've got in progress now at UWS, which is a nursing simulation in graphical VR. It's been really, really great to go through that design process, and which leads me on to sort of the co-design element that the VR Hive is really champions, and all of our current projects do align with that co-design ethos. So we're working in partnership with educators, healthcare professionals, and indeed students. So we're really kind of trumpeting that kind of co-design ethos, which is important, particularly in the times of designing online content, because we know a lot of online learning is not that engaging, and it's quite generic in process. It doesn't really hit the mark, and we're seeing that in a lot of kind of JISC reports as well, the efficacy of learning, it's not coming through. And even more so, I'd say, relevant for industry, for wider industry, there's a lot of synergies between those two areas. So I feel like for me, that's been a real highlight, and delving a bit more down into user experience and human-centered design, I've really loved doing that this year, and looking forward to getting a bit more mucked in and involved with that.
You mentioned to me yesterday, Laura, that there's a lot of research and interest in student-led design of education and learning as well. And I think that's really important that the students can input and feed into the development of learning and training going forward, because it's important that it's fit for purpose and fit for the 21st century.
Yeah, I think we've all been in organisations and industry, we're studying health and social care, where the training has been the same old e-learning click or the same poor acting that's gone on for quite a number of years, and you don't take anything in. So I'm just excited to see that innovation start to creep into that sector, which is notoriously neglected, particularly social care. So that's really exciting personally for me, and also the collaborative learning with the platform that we're developing as well. So we talked a lot about successes. You've had a blinding year. How about sort of challenges along the way?
To be honest, for me as a CEO, it's all been about making sure I can fund the year. And I did a bit of a recap myself on how many different things I've applied for. I'm talking to investors, I'm out promoting what we're doing. There's over 60 different applications that I've worked on this year. So the challenges along the way is I'm constantly thinking about money. I'm constantly thinking about how we can quickly start bringing in revenue. We're already generating a small amount of revenue, but I need to really think about how we get our commercial products to the market and start generating revenue as quickly as possible. So that's been the main challenge this year, is just that constant focus on funding to make sure that we can keep going. Tech projects are expensive, and the R&D cycle, you get quite a long lead time into these things, so it's challenging, but that's not to say we haven't overcome it. And in terms of how we have overcome it, we're funding next year through a combination of loans, grants, and revenue. So we've got next year pretty much planned out. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm still talking to investors, and had several investors who are really interested in what we're doing. So those conversations are ongoing.
I think some of the challenges that's from sort of our perspective, have been kind of this remote working, which many people have had to adapt to and adjust, and that has been quite difficult. But I think by using the VR, when we've gone into VR together as a team so often, that it's helped to bridge those gaps, I think, that with those kind of more nuanced interactions.
Yeah, I agree with you, Laura. I think that has been the other biggest challenge. And on a personal level, rather than a business level, I think that, that probably is the biggest challenge is for those of us that work remotely, and I'm one of them. It would be so much nicer to be co-located with people in the office. But we're having to reinvent the way we work as well, and figure out a way that makes it still a good environment physically and mentally.
I think we're doing well because we're using technology to connect ourselves to each other. So as well as having kind of daily stand-up meetings, we're having communication through like the Google Hangouts. So we're always on hand for each other. So you're never too far away in the working day from another colleague, even though it might be through a screen. And we have had times to meet up as well, which has been great in person. And hopefully that, looking forward to 2022, we'll be able to increase the frequency of those. Yeah. And I know one of our team members in dev team is putting together a list of team activities for us to do. I haven't seen the list yet, so
I've given them some ways to use their imagination in terms of ways that we can meet virtually, or we cancelled our Christmas party, which is sad, but we're looking at doing some sort of virtual Christmas party that we can join in. You just got to use your imagination a little bit.
I mean, like a year ago, do you remember, we did do like this weird Christmas party in Engage. Yeah. It was the first time, and it was just such fun. Like, it was literally, we had a karaoke, and I was in the kitchen with a headset on, just shouting loud and singing badly, and in a merry way at a party. It's just like a whole bunch of fun, even though it was virtually. And I think that, for me as well, highlighted the power of VR, having been relatively new to it and just sort of discovering it. It was just like, oh my God, this is actually really empowering. It felt like we were all together and we were actually allowing you that.
Actually, that's so we're doing something again this Friday.
So we can't wait for this year's plan, really. Have you had anything that's really surprised you this year? Any positive surprises or like a bit of a shock or?
I guess one of the surprises, well, it's a surprise and it's not a surprise, how many people are working in this space. And the more time I'm spending it, the more people I find that are working in this area. But that is surprising to some extent. But then again, we're having to find new ways of working, new ways of learning. There's just such amazing technology out there that lends itself to that. That's surprising, I would say, to some extent.
I agree with you as well. I feel like, I know sort of the VR's been around since like the 80s, it's progressively developed, and so we finally got the Meta Quest. It came out sort of, I want to say, a couple of years ago, might not be as long as that, but I think that's really shown that VR is a real offering, and that it's going to be far more accessible, and there's so many different experimentations going on with the use of VR for different purposes. And I think that's quite exciting in terms of looking at this as something that is going to be adopted in a more deeper way, potentially, that we're going to see over the next 5 years, that perhaps we haven't really experienced that before. We're sort of on the cusp of that and leading into it. I agree,
Laura. And I think the amount of interest in this space from companies and from training providers and from universities and colleges is there's a tremendous amount of interest. So, excuse me. I think one of the comments I got from somebody saying, well, you're quite late to the party with the VR Hive. And I thought, well, I don't think that's entirely fair. This is such an emerging space. and how people actually use immersive technology to learn, specifically to learn, or just use it generally. There's not a huge amount of research that's there on that. So to say that, you know, we've arrived, yeah, no, I don't agree at all. I think we're actually at the leading edge of this as well.
I agree. And I think even looking at the way we're working with clients on these projects and co-design process, there isn't sort of a clear blueprint or many examples that exist that can be shared. So I think we're innovating in that process area as well. So it is a very, we are out there within these spaces.
Because a lot of what's out there in VR specifically are experiences as opposed to structured learning. So experiences are one thing, but when you start to try and ensure that that's tied to some sort of recognised qualification or micro learning credentials or whatever, there's not many people out there doing that sort of thing. So, you know, we're definitely innovating in that space.
So what do you wish you'd known about 12 months ago, or going back to April?
Okay, that's a good question. I knew how hard it was going to be, so I did know that. I wish I had known 12 months ago exactly what products we were going to develop and had a. We have spent quite a few months discovery mode, and it's not time wasted, but it's time. If you had known then, you could have been further along with the development. So I think it. 12 months ago, if I'd known exactly the products I was going to develop, we would be further along the value chain, if you like, than we are right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we had to go through that discovery process.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward, what does 2022 hold for the VR Hive?
Oh, super exciting.
Get your crystal ball out, Anne.
I know. Well, we will have the Hive. It will be launched at some point, hopefully by some point in Q2. And we'll have our next level of Planet Pollinate, and we'll have our mobile app launched as well. So we've got a lot going on at the start of next year. It's really exciting. And the platform that we're developing with UWS has got some really innovative, novel features in it. And we're also integrating and developing our digital assistant or classroom assistant called Verbi. So bringing the whole side of artificial intelligence into this. So that for me is ticking a huge number of boxes. It's such an exciting development, and there really isn't a lot of people out there working on that or have anything like that in the product in the market. So my vision of having a reactive and adaptive learning environment, watch this space, because I'm hoping we'll be able to demonstrate some of that next year.
Yeah, Verbi is going to be like the Alexa in the human world, flying around, and I'm really excited to see how it's going to be used, how we're going to be using it for scaffolding of learning, and I just think it's such an exciting prospect. I can't wait to see Verbi flying around, you know, on demand.
Yeah, exactly. So Verbi will be there to help learners if they're struggling, or to suggest that, to make suggestions to them if they ways they can improve what they're doing. So we really are putting the learner at the centre.
So thinking about kind of some of this exciting stuff that's coming up in 2022, how can listeners get their hands on some of these developments early? Because I know we've got Planet Pollinate early release on Itch and SideQuest. How about these other, you know, our mobile phone app and... the new developments that are coming out?
Well, I think the main place to go is to look at the website, and it'll give you links to wherever any of the latest products are that you can look at, and there's demos on there as well. And as you say, Laura, Side Quest for Planet Polony and also Itch. There's various ways you can get. We're on LinkedIn as well. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. So we're on all the popular social channels, Discord, Reddit. So you name it, we're there. So just look up the VR Hive and you'll find us, and you'll find links to how to access our content.
Yeah, come and have a chat on Discord. We like to have a chat with our customer base. Please do come along. So we'll start wrapping up now. What are you most looking forward to over the winter break? So we're kind of next Friday the 24th, Christmas Eve, and the winter break's going to arrive. What is Anne going to do over that time?
So I'm just looking forward to lighting the fire and spending a few days cooking nice food and chilling out. I'm going to have some downtime. When I say downtime, I've got quite a big reading list. So I want to have the time to just to think, reflect, and actually get through some of my reading list as well. You know, when you're working this hard, it's quite difficult when you finish work to actually get around to reading anything. So
what's on your reading list? Have you got anything burning that you want to look at?
I've got Ray Kurzweil's book, which I'm trying to read today. But I'm just looking at my list here. I've got loads of things here. Absolutely. The Success Factors of Stickiness. AI in Practice by Bernard Marr. I've got some stuff about agile product development, also things about measuring what matters, high output management. So combination of AI, data science with management as well. So lots of things to read. And
you'll be able to put your feet up by the fire with your book.
Yeah, exactly. A few novels.
With your food, cooking, what are you going to be cooking? What's your favourite thing to cook?
It's mainly vegetarian or vegan cooking, to be honest. My other half does all the meat side of things, which don't tend to eat a lot of. But cooking vegetarian food. That's what I'm pastry. I like making cakes.
Okay, fabulous. Have you got any Christmas messages for the audience?
Christmas messages, enjoy the break. And let's look forward to a positive 2022. COVID is still going to be with us for a considerable time. So let's think out the box and find ways to keep ourselves fit and healthy mentally and physically. And take time to reflect over Christmas and get out in the fresh air, rain, sun or shine.
Good tips. And thanks, Anne. Good to have you, good to reflect on this last year. So we've next got a whole bunch of our team crew reflecting on the VR Hive of the last year. So what follows will be sound bites of their thoughts over the last year. Hope you enjoy, and we look forward to reconnecting with you in 2022. Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Aiden here. Officially a software engineer for the VR Hive. I'll probably be the youngest employee you'll hear from, going by age and time spent within the company, since I only joined on November the 1st. I firmly believe in this company and its vision for the future. What we're doing is something that all of us feel is not only necessary, but also the correct path for education and learning to go down in the future. We as a team are happy to light up that path and pave it for the future audience. Something I would say that I'm most proud of during my short term at the company would be when we went to the Digit Expo in Edinburgh and met up with many people from all spectrums of life. We got talking to students and found out they were very interested in hyper immersive projects, and talked with charities and companies alike to find that they were very keen on the Hive 360 project. Seeing people being so passionate about something they didn't know about 2 minutes ago was touching, inspiring.
Hi there, I'm Stephen and I'm a software engineer, audio designer and immersed team lead at the VR Hive. My highlights this year have been launching Planet Polony, our VR game, into Early Access on itch.io and SideQuest, as well as working with clients and partners on some exciting new projects for 2022. I'm super excited about future updates to Planet Polony and our new VR platform, which will be launching in the second half of 2022.
Hi everyone, my name is Mihalis and I'm a game designer and social media manager at the VR Hive. Looking back, I would say my highlights of this year are seeing the overall progress of our game Planet Polony and hosting our first event at UWS and seeing people play our game. I'm so lucky and thankful for finding a job at the VR Hive as soon as I graduated from my university, and I honestly can't wait to share with everyone the projects we are working on in 2022.
Hey, I'm Leon, a 3D artist and designer at the VR Hive. My highlights of the year include the early access launch of our first VR game project, Planet Polony, and I'm proud of the models and environments I developed to help bring this project to life. I'm glad to have worked with the VR Hive team this past year. I'd be lying if I said they weren't the friendliest and most reliable team I've worked with. I'm excited to work on our range of projects lined up for next year, including development of the Hive Learning platform itself, more content for Planet Pollinate, and our interactive 360 video mobile app.
Hi there, my name's Jack Neil. I'm the 360 technical lead for the VR Hive, so I deal with all the 360 filming productions and everything along those lines. I just want to say what a crazy year it's been seeing the company grow from really tiny, from just three or four of us, to the amazing team that we have now. It's been a real roller coaster of a year. So many highs, so many lows, so many projects, but it's been absolutely incredible. Thank you very much for a fantastic year, everyone.
From all of us at the VR Hive, we wish you a very
happy winter break.